Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
All right, so yesterday we started talking about birth defects and disabilities that babies can be born with.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about two specific birth defects called the cleft lip and the cleft palate. Now, this can keep them from speaking, eating properly, and having other problems with their hearing and their teeth.
Teeth, right.
Mm-hmm.
So cleft lip and cleft palate affects almost 2 babies out of 1,000 in the U.S.
And about 1 in every 500 to 600 in Asia as well. So about the same. Now, there's a special organization called Nordhoff Craniofacial Foundation, or NCF for short, that wants to help this problem. What do?
They raise money for cleft lip and cleft palate children so that they can receive surgery and medical care for free.
Right. And they don't just work in Taiwan. They also work in developing countries, especially places that don't have the money or the medical tools for their patients.
They want to help patients overseas.
Right. So we're going to continue on with this article today. We're going to learn more about the NCF. All right, let's get started.
Reading. Love makes whole, makes whole smiles. In Taiwan, babies with CL and CP can have their lips repaired when they're 3 months old. Their palates can be fixed at 9 months. Yet babies in developing countries may be too small and weak to receive surgery. This was the case with Laurent, who weighed as much as a newborn even after 9 months. Laurent is from Manila, Philippines. His father is the only earner for their family of six and makes less than 5,000 NT dollars a month. This amount barely covers rent, food, and bills, let alone the special baby bottles needed for Laurent's birth defect. Luckily, this family is receiving help from NCF. Today, one-year-old Laurent almost weighs enough to have surgery. Rojan, also from the Philippines, is one of NCF's success stories. Rojan was bullied because of his appearance and speaking difficulties. His life changed when NCF provided him with surgery and then speech therapy. Today, 31-year-old Rojan runs marathons to raise support for CL and CP. He believes all CL and CP patients deserve to smile.
Day 2 of today's article starts out by saying, in Taiwan, babies with CL, that's cleft lip, and CP, cleft palate, can have their lips repaired when they're 3 months old. Now, let's look at this verb repair, which is spelled R-E-P-A-I-R, repair. It means to fix something that's broken or damaged. So it's basically just a synonym for fix.
Yes.
For example, Tabitha repaired her son's teddy bear, which was missing its arm.
Repair just fixed. Surely they use that.
Now, cleft palates aren't repaired at 3 months. Cleft palates aren't repaired at 3 months old, though. The article says their palates can be fixed at 9 months.
Oh.
So why do you think they have to wait?
Because their development, right?
Right.
It may have something to do with their bone development,
right?
I guess.
So maybe their jaws aren't quite big enough yet. They're still growing. Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
Now,
so what about you? What do you think?
I think that's a good point. I think they need to grow a little bit stronger. Also, when you're 9 months old, you're a bit sturdier.
Yeah.
You're not just a young little newborn anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't the same for babies in developing or poor countries, however. The article says, yet babies in developing countries may be too small and weak to receive surgery.
Okay, so in this sentence, we see too 的句型。这什么句型呢？同学们还记得吗？too 后面加一个 adjective 形容词。 再加一个 to， 最后加一个原形动词，这代表的是太如何如何了，以至于无法做以下的事情。For example, we can say, my brother was too young to drive a car.、
Mm-hmm.
我的弟弟当时太年轻了，以至于没有办法开车。
We definitely don't want children driving cars. Now, the article gives us an example of one of these babies. It says, this was the case with Laurent,who weighed as much as a newborn even after 9 months. So a newborn is a baby that's just been born.
Yeah.
And on average, newborns weigh 5 to 7 kilograms when they're born. And by the time they're 9 months old, they weigh much more.
Yeah.
So,
but like in Taiwan, mm-hmm. newborn babies often weigh about, I think, 3 kg.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But,anyways, so when Laurent,、
mm-hmm.
or Laurent,
Laurent,
Laurent was about 9 months old, his weight was like a newborn. 也就是和新生儿的体重一样重。Where is he from?
Laurent is from、mm-hmm. Manila in the Philippines.、
Uh-huh.
Now, the Philippines is the country located just south of Taiwan.、
Yeah.
I'm sure you've all heard of it. Now, do you know anything else special about the Philippines?
I've been to the Philippines once.
Oh, yeah.
It was not long ago.
Okay.
It is a busy country with a high population.、
Mm-hmm.
It's so crowded there.、
Mm-hmm.
And Manila is its capital city.
And one other very special thing about the Philippines, it's made up of a lot of beautiful
beaches?
Islands and、yes. beaches. Yes.
yes,
that's why a lot of people visit the Philippines.、
Mm-hmm.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Laurent. The article tells us his father is the only earner for their family of six and makes less than 5,000 NT a month.So, six people in your family, 5,000 NT a month.
Mm-hmm,
He's the、
hard.
Only person bringing money、yeah. in. So, that means they live in poverty, which we learned about yesterday,、
yeah.
which makes Laurent the perfect baby for NCF to help. But
what is less than
5,000 NT?
Yeah, 5,000、yeah. only a month. How can he pay for...Laurent's large family and maybe his medical care.
Right. Well, the article says this amount barely covers rent, food, and bills, let alone the special baby bottles needed for Laurent's birth defect. Now, let's look at the adverb barely. It's spelled B-A-R-E-L-Y, barely, and it means that something is almost done.Or something almost does not happen,、
mm-hmm.
or is almost not possible.、
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's barely anything to eat in the fridge. We need to buy groceries.
So barely, 它是一个副词哦，而且是否定副词，代表几乎不能够达到的事情。
Mm-hmm. So this money has to pay for rent.Spelled R-E-N-T, rent,、
mm-hmm.
this is a noun, and it's the money you pay to someone else in order to live in a house or apartment. I pay rent, do you pay rent?
I pay rent.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for another example, Jeffrey owns his own house, so he doesn't have to pay rent each month.
Rent 就是租金啦 so if you are a tenant,、
mm-hmm.
房客 like us,、
mm-hmm.
you have to pay rent to your landlord or landlady、mm-hmm. each month.
Right. So that small amount of money, remember only 5,000 NT, almost isn't enough for all these things. However, we see the phrase let alone in this sentence. Now, let alone is used to show that it's less likely to happen than something else.For example, I don't have enough time to finish my assignments at work, let alone take a short break.
Right.、Mm. Let alone, 更不用说，更不用提后面的东西了。那后面所加的字啊，与前面的词性会是相同的哦。文章中呢，前后都是名词。我们看到 let alone 的前面有 rent, food, and bills. Those are nouns.那在 let alone 后面你看到是 the special baby bottles、
mm.
baby bottles 也是一个名词那例句中呢前后都是原形动词哦不要同学们发现 let alone 的前面我们看到的是 finish my assignment at work 那 let alone 的后面 take a short break
All right, now it's difficult for Laurent's family to afford the things they need for him, which is where NCF comes in. The article says, luckily, this family is receiving help from NCF.
Next, the article says, today, one-year-old Laurent almost weighs enough to have surgery.
Oh, good.
So is he the only one in the country that received help from NCF?
No, he's not actually. Let's learn about Rojan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the article says, Rojan, also from the Philippines, is one of NCF's success stories.
Wow.
Now, a success story is someone or something that has become very successful.
So, a success story 代表就是一个成功的故事，我们也可以说是一个成功的案例。
That's kind of hard to say, success story.
Success story.
Right. Now, Rojan also had a cleft problem. The article tells us that Rojan was bullied because of his appearance and speaking difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the verb bully is spelled B-U-L-L-Y. Bully means to frighten or hurt someone who is smaller or weaker than you. Or someone who's different from you,
right.
Such as Rojan. For example, Porter used to bully other kids because he wanted to get attention from the teachers.
Bully 是一个动词，也就是我们中文说的霸凌。那文章中提到呢 ，Rojan was bullied， 这边用的是一个被动态啊。你看到 be 动词 was， 然后后面的 bully 怎么变化呢？我们要变成第三态，去 y 加。I-E-D, bullied.
Mm-hmm. Now, we saw that Rojan was bullied for his appearance, which is spelled A-P-P-E-A-R-A-N-C-E, appearance. Now, appearance is a noun, and it's the way that someone or something looks.
Mm-hmm.
So, the way your face looks, how you're dressed, this is all of your appearance. For example, Marta's gray hair gives her the appearance of an old woman, even though she's only 25.
Appearance 这边是一个名词，等于 look。look 可以当做一个名词哦，它们代表都是外表、外貌的意思。
Now he was also bullied for his speaking difficulties. A difficulty spelled D-I-F-F-I-C-U-L-T-Y is a noun, and it means problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another word for problem. For example, Jared has social difficulties because he has autism. He doesn't like to talk to other people.
Difficulty 是一个名词，也就是困难或是障碍的意思。那形容词我们都很熟悉，就是 difficult。
Now, I suppose that one's really easy to remember because we know that difficult means hard.
Right, and it's an adjective.
Mm-hmm, and difficulty is problem, so you think hard problem.
Yes, mm-hmm. And you only need to add Y in the end of the word difficult.
Right. Now, NCF changed all these problems for Rojan. The article says...His life changed when NCF provided him with surgery and then speech therapy. Now we see the phrase provide somebody with here. When you provide somebody with something, you give them what they want or need. Just like that.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm providing you something. For example, the hotel provides you with a towel, soap, and shampoo. So you don't need to bring those things.
Provide 就是提供啦，也可以说是 offer 这个字哦。Provide somebody with something 等于，同学们注意哦 ，provide something for somebody， 两种写法都可以，意思也都相同，不过介系词要注意一下哦。
Now, NCF also gave Rojan speech therapy. Therapy spelled T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, therapy, and it's a noun. Therapy is a form of treatment for an illness or condition. For example, the scientists have come up with a new cancer therapy. It's being tested on humans now.
Therapy 就是治疗的意思。Speech therapy, 语言治疗。
Okay, now why is Rojan such a success story? The article tells us...Today, 31-year-old Rojan runs marathons to raise support for CLNCP.
Wow.
Can you run marathons?
I can't.
Me neither. Now, the noun marathon is spelled M-A-R-A-T-H-O-N, marathon. It's a long race, about 42 kilometers long. Now, you have to train for a long time to be able to run a marathon. That's us using marathon in an example.
Marathon 就是我们中文说的马拉松赛。
Now, I know there's a lot of marathons in Taiwan.
Yes.
Now, he runs in these races to raise support. Here, support is spelled S-U-P-P-O-R-T. Support is a noun, and it's the help you give or the approval of a certain idea, organization, or person. For example, thanks so much for your support. Without your help, we wouldn't have done so well.
Support 在文章中是名词支持的意思，那它也可以当动词去支持某个行为或是某一个意见。
Now finally, the article tells us, he believes all CP and all CL, sorry,
All CL and all CP patients.
Right, I said that the wrong way. He believes all CL and CP patients deserve to smile. Now, the verb deserve is spelled D-E-S-E-R-V-E, deserve, and that means that someone should have or be given something. For example, you've worked so hard this month. You deserve to take a vacation.
Yes, deserve, 应得的。Somebody deserve to do something, 某人应该有资格做这件事情。
Well, that brings us to the end of our article, but before we go, let's get to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So today's For You Chat question is, what is one cause or organization、mm-hmm. that you could help in some way?
Okay.
What makes you think it's important?
Well, I suppose if I was going to help with an organization or a program, I don't know a specific name, but I'd want to help organizations that help plant trees、
mm-hmm.
or that help people learn to read. A、mm-hmm. lot of people grow up and they don't know how to read, and I think reading is really important because、
yes.
it makes your brain stronger.
Yes.
And, of course, trees...give us oxygen to breathe, so
that's
really important too.
Right?
What about you?
I want to have organizations that help children to get enough education.
That's a good one.
Yeah, right. We can raise money for children who live、in rural areas、mm-hmm. to go to school.
Okay.
And we can also raise money to feed children at school.
Right.
Sometimes they don't even have lunch.
Yeah.
And we can recruit some volunteer teachers to teach children in rural areas.
Those are all good organizations.
Yeah.
You could probably find some of those organizations too. Which ones do you want to help? Have a chat about it. But for now, we're out of time. For English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love makes whole, makes whole smiles. In Taiwan...Babies with CL and CP can have their lips repaired when they're 3 months old. Their palates can be fixed at 9 months. Yet babies in developing countries may be too small and weak to receive surgery. This was the case with Laurent, who weighed as much as a newborn even after 9 months. Laurent is from Manila, Philippines.His father is the only earner for their family of six and makes less than 5,000 NT dollars a month. This amount barely covers rent, food, and bills, let alone the special baby bottles needed for Laurent's birth defect. Luckily, this family is receiving help from NCF. Today, one-year-old Laurent almost weighs enough to have surgery.Rojan, also from the Philippines, is one of NCF's success stories. Rojan was bullied because of his appearance and speaking difficulties. His life changed when NCF provided him with surgery and then speech therapy. Today, 31-year-old Rojan runs marathons to raise support for CL and CP. He believes all CL and CP patients deserve to smile.Vocabulary Review.
Barely. We barely got to the movie on time. The traffic was really bad. Rent. The rent is too high in the city, so I found a place in the countryside. Appearance.Henry has a strange appearance, but he's actually a very normal person. Difficulty. My grandfather has hearing difficulties, so speak loudly to him. Support. People went onto the street with signs to show support for the nation's president.